Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hang on.
This collection of the greatest athletes in battle, traveling from one end of the United States to the other, is what big time is all about.
If you just shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Welcome to Hummer Foods Live, number one live digital audio industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner and award-winning chef, Chef Plum, and culinary veteran, star of the Food Saver commercial, Chef Jeff. So wrap, date, and rotate because the boys are about to set your niece on claws. Here are the Good Brothers.
Well, goddamn. That's what I got for him, Jeffy. Goddamn. Let me tell you something right now. 2020 does not want to go out slowly. Does not want to go out easily, Jeffy. 2020 wants to try to ruin our last show of the year. That's what it wants to do.
Feels like it.
It's unbelievable. We tried to go live. Then, of course, the... I'm just going to call it 2020 struck. That's all it was. 2020 hit and decided to stop the feed, so we had to restart it really quick. But... unbelievable.
Restart the feed. I like it.
Yeah, we're in. It's fine. Everything's good now. Welcome to Plum Love Food Live. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen, for missing the program last week. It might be the first show we've ever missed, Jeffy.
Maybe. I mean, I like to think that it's good for the people to take a break from us, too.
I don't think so.
I feel like it's like
a terrible idea.
It was good for us. It was good for them. And now we're back better than ever.
Well, here's what happened, just so everyone knows. I was on the way home from work, and there was literally a horrendous car accident on the road, and I couldn't get home in time. I just couldn't get home, Jeffy. I tried. I couldn't do it.
I know. You were stressing, but it's okay. We called it in the ring. Luckily, our guest was a gentleman and awesome, all-around amazing fella, and agreed to join us tonight.
Well, I'm excited to talk to him, man. We're going to have Little Mo on here with us in a second. Little Mo Mozzarella. He'll be here in just a few minutes talking to us. Hopefully, we're going to learn to speak a little bit more more New York City Italian here with him, too, and talk about all the great stuff he's doing to try to save restaurants, man. But I got to tell you something right now, Jeffy. This could possibly be my last show of all time here in this world. I have to be honest. It might be the last one for me.
Your last show?
Yeah.
Ever?
Okay. Well, at least in this world. I was the lucky recipient of a Oculus Quest 2 for Christmas. And listen, I'm in a VR world now, Jeffy. I'm VRing it. And there's a good chance...
you're going to be the VR king?
Did you just leave me quiet for that long? Really? I'm freaking out thinking I lost you. Were you just not talking?
No, it's breaking up kind of bad, buddy. I'm having trouble hearing you.
Yeah. Oh, hey, it's 2020. We'll give it a second to pop back in for you. I'm going to tell you, listen. Honestly, having the Oculus Quest 2, I have found out a couple of things about myself. One, I'm friends with Darth Vader. Two, I might be... I'm definitely in the top 10 in the world in boxing on the Oculus. I had no idea I was such a great boxer, Jeffy. It's true.
Yeah, man, it's real easy to hit things when they're not hitting you back, I think.
No, dude, they hit back. They hit back. You know what it is, though? I'm just too sweet for them. That's all it is. That's it. Too slick, too sweet.
You can chuck it and dive it. No one can touch you? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
They can't get anywhere near me, man.
You the 6 foot Money Mayweather? Look, you the 6 foot 4 Money Mayweather with the purple fauxhawk? Get out of here.
That's it. They got nothing. They got nothing on me. Nothing. We're dropping bombs on them.
Oh.
That's all it is. But I'll tell you, listen, hope you guys all had a great Christmas. Clearly I did because I'm living in a virtual world right now. So Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, all the things. We had a couple great episodes on Seasoned on NPR. Hope you got to catch up with some of that. We had the Seasoned Holiday Special, which has been airing as well. And tonight we got a great program as well. And I'm excited to do it. We got our buddy Little Mo Mozzarella's going to join us. And a little bit later on tonight, we're going to talk about some... New Year's resolutions, Jeffy. Are you a New Year's resolutions guy?
Yeah, I always make them. I don't always keep them, but I like to make them.
Even like a little bit?
I make resolutions. I mean, I don't want to give them all away. You're going to ask me again later. But I make resolutions like, I'm going to have more sex with my wife this year.
Hey, now we're talking.
And takes two.
Did you talk to her about this? Is she having the same resolution?
Hey, man, I'm doing it for God. That's all I want you to know. So if you do it for God.
Fair enough.
I mean,
we got to keep God happy, that's for sure.
Always.
That's a good resolution to make. I don't know what mine are going to be yet. All I know is that I will be the champion of the world in boxing. And
virtual boxing.
Well, I mean, is it virtual if that's where you live?
Yeah, still virtual.
I don't know about that. That's my plan. So hopefully we get some of the good brothers on here talking about that. But for now, you know what? I was going to play a break. I'm not going to, Jeff, because we're having some difficulties. I'm just going to move forward. We're going to push through and power through.
Power.
I was introduced to a gentleman by a friend of our show here and good friend of ours personally, Ryan Christopher from Good Day New York. Sent me a link.
Home wrecking Ryan.
What'd you say?
Home wrecking Ryan.
Home wrecking Ryan. That's right. He sent a message to me and introduced me to a gentleman named Little Mo. And Little Mo is out there in New York City trying to just bring attention, trying to help restaurants, trying to do everything he can, being silly, making amazing videos. Jeffy, what's his Instagram?
His Instagram? At Little Mo Mozzarella.
That's it. And you got to check him out. The videos he's making, he's out there stomping his feet, getting attention from restaurants, trying to help people, and I love all of those things. And the guy is, I mean, this, he's going to be electric. I can feel it. Can you feel it, Jeffy?
Absolutely. Absolutely, I can feel it. He's a guinea. I'm a guinea. You know what I'm saying? All good things come from the boot. This guy's going to come on. He's going to be a breath of fresh air for me. Everyone's going to feel it like I'm going to feel it right now.
I hear your accent already coming back. Bring
that New York spirit, baby. Come on.
Please welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the program. Brand new friend, amazing human beings out there changing the world, trying to help people all over the place. Little Mo Mozzarella. All right. Woo! There he is.
Nobody
Mo.
Moves, nobody gets hurt.
Hey.
Hey.
What do you want to tell?
There he is, man. Mo, we appreciate you taking some time coming on here. As you can see, 2020 is not going out quietly. It's fighting like a champ. You know, I fucking woke up and had no power Christmas Day from my kids, Mo.
No, it's out of control.
What I'm saying? It doesn't make any sense.
2020, suck my balls.
<That's it>. Hey, we got one more day. Can we make it through? Can we make it through? One more.
Nah, we'll make it through. Don't worry about it. We'll be all right. But listen, look, at the end of the day, you know what I mean? If you know how to suffer a little bit, you'd be all right. There's always, what's that saying? It's always darkest before the dawn.
Is that what it is?
You never heard that saying?
No, I've heard it.
Hey. I like this Professor Plum picture with the knives. Forget about it.
There you go. Hey, let me ask you something, man. You are not a restaurant. You know, you don't work in restaurants. You're not a chef. You're not a restaurant manager. You like to eat food. You like good people. You're out there trying to get attention, just trying to bring some goodwill out to restaurants. Everyone's asked you this, but obviously we got to set the table. How did you start doing what you're doing with these Instagram videos?
All right, so this is the way it was. I never had social media. You know what I mean? I always looked at social media as trouble. During quarantine, I had a couple of friends in the entertainment business that always would, anytime I talked to them, they liked I was like a real New Yorker. and they try to capture my voice. I did some voiceovers for some people, some skits and stuff on some for some artists. And everybody would always say to me, "How come you're not in the movies? How come you, you know, how come you don't have social media? How come this? How come that?" So anyway, during quarantine, I just whatever, you know, I got Instagram. I would always just, you know, like look at some other people's stuff. And I posted my first video, and I started getting, you know, a lot of people start laughing. Why, you know, whatever. I got a X amount of followers, let's say.
Yeah.
And I just, I was always an over-orderer. You know what I mean? Like when I everything's affect my mood affects everything. So when I would go out to eat, for me it's the experience eating. You know what I mean? It's not just the good food. It's the socializing, you know, lifting each other's spirits. You know what I mean? Ordering whatever you want. So that's how I would treat myself. I would overorder. I'd always go to places that I'm excited to go to. You know, I was always like that. Like my friend says to me, "You're always good at ordering." You know, like I haven't went to it. Like for instance, if I go somewhere to get a sandwich that I love. Like, let's say, DeFonti's in New York. I love the potato and eggs. It reminds me of when I was a kid. You know, I used to go to my father. I get excited when I come in. I was always like that before social media. So I'd walk in. "What do you want to do? What's up? Where's the potato and eggs? Nobody moves. Nobody gets hurt." So I was always like that. Always like that. My friend, one of my best friends, says, "Oh, you're always a good orderer." Long story short, during social media, I started doing that. So I just saying to myself, as soon as I get the opportunity, I'm going to go run to the places that I miss because I was like salivating at home. You know what I mean? I want to go here for this. I want to go there for that. And then I started thinking in my head, I started embedding in my head all the paranoia. "Hey, listen, this place ain't going to be around no more. I better run over there." It wasn't like, it was supporting like that. You know what I mean? Let me just go to a place I love and whatever. And then, you know, it is what it is. That's what happened. I just went to a couple places. I started posting them. I was breaking Barstool's chops because I kept seeing him doing it. I never watched him. I didn't even know who he was. So I seen he was doing these pizza reviews. And you know how it is. If you got an opinion on something, you get aggravated.
That's it.
I said, this guy don't know about pizza. I know more about pizza. Let me go there. And that's what happened. And that was it. And then people started sharing it. And then everybody started telling me, "Hey, I got 40 customers because of you. Everybody loves you. You know what I mean? Come back. Go here." And that's what's happening. So now it's like a commitment. Now I don't want to miss nowhere. You know, I want to make sure I get to everywhere.
Well, because you're in the Instagram's got you hooked in, man. And you went from not having social media, and now you got 35,000 followers on Instagram. You put these videos up, thousands of views, but you're taking that. It's like you use the power for good. You're trying to promote restaurants from bringing that goodwill.
Well, I believe, like in my head, I believe like if your heart's in the right place, the rest just goes. I feel like, you know, you end up like, you know. It's like, what's the word? I can't explain. When something's like pistachio or whatever, it's just like, now I'm like a vehicle to make this happen. It's not even me really anymore. I'm just committing to people and keeping my word.
Right.
And people reaching out.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Not to me. Hey, you want to come to my place? And then a lot of them, I just like roll on myself. Like if I'm just like driving somewhere and I'm like, "Hey man, oh shit, I should check this place out." Right. So I have like the people that are organizing it. Like I have people, you know, go through my management and setting it up for me to come there. And I have places like, "Hey man, I'm hungry. I'm just going to go stop in here and run in there with a camera." I like when they know I come because I get a little wild. I don't want nobody thinking it the wrong way, you know what I mean?
No, for sure.
So, that's really, that's it, man. I did a crazy one tonight. Oh, my God. Nuts.
Well, so, yeah. Look, I want to hear about it, but I just want people to understand. Jeffy, what's the best way to describe what Mo does with these videos online?
If you ever seen, like a 80s WWF hype man.
Now we're talking.
Coming to the ring.
Jimmy Hart.
And
Brother
get the
Love.
Whole fucking crowd going. That's what he does. But he does it for a hero. You know, he does it for like a slice of pizza. He gets you so fired up, you want to run to one of these fucking neighborhoods and spend your money. I love it.
He's cutting promos.
Exactly, man. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a promo. It's more. So we say exactly what it is.
Yeah.
This is not a rating. You know, there's a couple videos I did where they're like ratings, and I did a rating system, 5 months of L's out of five. Some people want the rating, and then they cry when you give them a bad rating.
Yeah.
But mine is really a promo. It's let me come in there. Let me uplift people's spirits. Let me interact with people that have been miserable in the pandemic. Let me make them smile. Let me run and say, hey, what do you eat when you come here? Hey, man, I come here for the peppers and eggs. How is it? It's great. What do you get? I get roast beef. You love it? Yeah, man, I get the FDNY. How you doing? And this is – I like the – it's the blue-collar, knock-around people, neighborhood people that I really – relate to me. That's my lane. That it's, you know, that's the lane. That's who's feeling what I'm doing. You know.
Yeah, I love that, man. And that, because what that's doing is it makes people feel happy. It makes them feel comfortable. It's kind of like that old vibe. Remember that show Cheers? Everybody knows everybody.
And yeah, you want to laugh? That's exactly what I'm saying. That where everybody knows your name.
That's it. You come in there. It. You make everybody happy. I love it. It's a great feeling, and the videos are just killing. And I know the restaurant owners love it. It makes them happy. You know, to see you kind of come in and start running your mouth, and you, listen, that's what you, if you got the gift to gab and the gift to jab, you got to use it. You know.
Yeah, you got to check the temperature. I haven't had anybody at all get upset by anything I said or did. Some people, I mean, which is good. I mean, I'm pretty good at checking the temperature before I say something. So I guess, you know, it is what it is. I think if your heart's in the right place, you know.
Look, yeah.
At the end of the day, it's a dying breed. The old school New Yorker that I come from, you know. My bloodline, you know, my father, they say Turlet, and, you know,
Turlet.
And fought, yeah, who fought it. And
that's how my father used to talk.
Yeah, and Earl, like that old school Yorker is gone. So, you know, it's like that cameo of the cab driver in the 70s and Taxi, like they don't exist. So I'm like a throwback. So I get a lot of people, like older people, like you remind me of my ex-husband, you know, or like you remind me of someone I grew up with. You remind me of the guy I worked with in the truck. You know, this is what we did. So I really trying to capture that snap. What do they call it? Snapstick comedy. I don't know what the fuck. I'm learning.
Slapstick.
That slapstick comedy. You know, the guy you worked with when you, you know, the construction worker, the plumber,
yeah.
You know, the helper in the truck that broke your chops. That were funny, but they didn't have an audience. You know what I'm saying? Other than you.
Look, I think it's fantastic. And
yeah.
It's just one of those things where okay, that didn't work so well. I'm telling you.
To Major Tom.
I have no idea what that was.
To Major Tom.
But we're still here.
It's cool with it alive because we got all this crazy shit going on, right?
Well, I don't even know. Listen, we don't have problems on this program.
I'm the jinx.
No, I don't think it's you. I think it's 2020 kicking us in the nuts on the way out. That's what I think is happening.
Dude, I'm a lucky bastard. What do you want to do?
Hey.
This guy wants to blame me over here.
Hey,
he
so,
may hold on the question, this guy. What do you want to do?
Hey.
This shit is going crazy, though.
Listen,
that was wild.
I ain't touching nothing. Right now,
that's what it is. Maybe the aliens are trying to communicate to us right now.
About it. You know, somebody's going to turn around and tell us some conspiracy shit.
Oh, we got the guy.
6G they're working on from Russia.
We're getting those microchips.
Explode. Be careful.
That's the same guy who made the snow that went on fire.
Listen,
dude.
Hey, so what video was it that you did? Like, I guess how deep was it into making the videos where you're like, holy shit, this is kind of catching on. This is a bit of a thing.
Listen, the one that really, I mean, look, let's call it what it is. The one that helped me a lot, Boston reposted I went to Peter Luger's, and Boston, I was already like X amount of, I mean, I was already doing my thing, but that got me a lot of followers, because he's got a huge platform, you know?
Yeah, Boston.
So Boston, so I like to break his chops, but he did help me without realizing he was helping me. He helped me get the message out, so that was great. Yeah, I went to Peter Luger's, which isn't necessarily like it wasn't like the small type business I was going for. I actually just went to, I was with a bunch of my friends, and we went to eat there, and we were just doing what we do and having fun. And He found it like on TikTok or something. I mean, I say he, which he's probably just the face of the company, but they found it,
right,
and liked it, and they posted it. He asked me permission to post it. That got me a good following. But a lot of, you know what, I mean, they were doing pretty well themselves considering the amount of followers I had. They were doing pretty good with views, and like locally, believe it or not, even with the, you know, 35,000 followers I have, I don't think the followers really mean anything, to be honest with you, because I'm locally famous. You know what I mean? In the five boroughs, I'm known. Anyone in the five boroughs, I will ground my head up. You know what I mean? Like, you ever see Donnie Brodsko? You ever see, do you see Lefty? In any one of the five boroughs, I hold my head up. I'm known. Forget about it. Because, no, but it's true. You know, just the other day, this kid carried my mother's groceries all the way home.
Wow.
Out of respect. No.
Of course.
But
honestly, five boroughs I've known, I think that the amount of followers don't mean anything. Because you could have, like, I have a lot of older people following that come up to me. You know, like, they're watching it from their kids or whatever. I have a different crowd, you know?
Well, I had a bunch of mooks reach out to me right away. They were like, you're going to get a little Mo on there. What the fuck? Oh, I was like, well, oh,
no,
I know it.
Who lives in Connecticut? Because, you know, I totally abused the entire state of Connecticut in one of my videos.
That's Plum. It's a nutmeg. Hey,
Plum. Did you see the Norwalk, Connecticut one I did?
I did. And Norwalk doesn't count as Connecticut.
I took it down because it had, like, I was at my job and, like, they were like, oh, you can see in the background. So I wanted to make sure, like, I don't want to have an issue with work.
No, but, for sure.
I work with some people from Norwalk. Oh, my God. They have dressing issues. This guy, don't tell me you dress like this guy.
Come on. I'm a chef. I dress like I'm 15 years old.
He dresses worse.
This guy's got an L.O. Bean jacket.
Stop it.
Lululemons and Asics with socks, like scrunchy socks. And he's like always talking about how cool it is where he lives. You know, like, I'm out roasting marshmallows with my kid. What are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, I'm just cracking people over the head with semolinas. And I got another victim in the next 30 seconds. You know what I mean?
Look, Connecticut's not a bad place, man. We got good pizza. I'm not sure if you're
cool.
aware.
They got Mohegan Sun. They got Mohegan Sun. They got that Bobby Valentine's or whatever, and that's it.
We got Frank Pepe's. Come on. We got Frank Pepe's. We got what are you talking about?
They got a pizza place that everybody tells me about that I got to go.
Come on, man. What do you mean?
There's a pizza place that's supposed to be really good, right?
Frank Pepe has invented pizza.
Well,
look.
Frank Pepe's, he didn't invent nothing.
Yeah,
right?
Listen.
First pizzeria was in downtown Lombardi.
Mm-mm.
That's not true?
No.
That's what I've been told my whole life.
Well, because New York, you know, New Yorkers like to rewrite history a little bit to fit them. That's how
it may happen. Yeah, but I don't know.
They happen.
Put it this way. You know how I know that they invented it in New York? I'll tell you what.
Tell me.
Because the New York guys would have went to Connecticut and sucked the eyeballs out of his head if he pizza. It would have been known all over New York. You know that guy, Papier? Yeah, he's with us.
Yeah, he's with us. That's our guy.
That's our guy. You know
that's
what
our guy.
Italians would have been like, that's my cousin. That's my cousin's cousin. That's my mother. My mother and my mother. They're both mothers. You know, anyway.
That's what I've been saying, though. You don't ever hear someone go, oh, got that real authentic Connecticut pizza.
What? You everywhere know? They
you've
do. New Haven style.
That. You go all over the fucking world, you hear New York style pizza.
Come on.
You never hear someone go, oh, man, we got that Connecticut shit up in here. I've never heard that.
Yeah, Connecticut's known for, like, Wendy's.
All right, look, I get a little offended here. Let me tell you something. First of all, as a former pro wrestler, gentlemen, when you mentioned
you were a former pro wrestler?
Yeah, it's a
whole
story.
I'm not even playing games with you. You'll probably beat the shit out of me.
No, I wouldn't. I'm a four with kids and a mouth. That's all I've got now. But listen,
were you with WWF?
No, I never made it far at all. I worked with Solid Gold Pro Wrestling in Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah.
Said, yeah. You ever seen those videos of the guys that throw each other on top of the mattresses and the.
Yeah. The guys threw it over the Folsom table in the yard.
Hey, listen. Just to get a little bit more serious with it, because you're on the ground, Mo. You're on the ground seeing these guys, and you're seeing what's happening to the city and, you know, to these restaurants. And it makes me upset. It makes me sad. I've been in the business for 25 years, and you know, just to see friends of mine struggling and trying to figure out, I mean, what the fuck are we gonna do, man?
Dude, I'm going to tell you what it is. This is what I see it as. Every single place is just waiting for, like, some kind of government, like, Hail Mary bailout. Now, like everybody is. Like, I can see even people who, like, I don't talk political. Like, I'm not a political guy. Like, I was on Channel 11, and they were, like, asking me, like, I guess they wanted me to, like, whatever, like, line. Right. Like, there was some congressman that was going. And I'm like, listen, dude, I don't do politics. You know what I mean? I don't give nobody, you know, I don't go either which way. So, whatever, I try to stay neutral on that shit. My whole thing is like, how can we help if we have no help from anybody else? Like, forget them. It becomes great. But, like everybody's, like, too caught up in the politics. Like, 2020 was, like, this huge political fucking Kardashian show. It was like this Kardashian show. That's what it was to me. It was like watching Kardashian. Like, oh, Kardashians are Trump and fucking Biden. Right? So everybody that I speak to, like, when I interact with people, I interact with a lot of them, that's what they're all on. Like, oh, if Trump would have won, we'd have been fine. Oh, Biden did this. And, oh, Biden's going to help us. And, well, Cuomo's right. Everybody can't stand the Bozzi in New York. I don't care who you are. Everyone can't stand the Bozzi. But they all think like this. Is, well, if we get the federal money, that shit.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So my thing, what I'm trying to say is, how can we help without that? So my thing is, okay, let's stay away from the big places. Like, you know, I don't want to take a shot at them, but the Trader Joe's and, you know, whatever, the big supermarket chains and the Targets, right?
The Whole Foods.
Because can they afford to not make money for X amount of months. It can happen, right? I'm sure there'll be things that are affected negatively. But what you don't want to lose, what's going to make the neighborhoods not feel like the neighborhoods in every state, is losing the small time guys. You know what I'm saying? So, unfortunately, if you want to go buy pasta in the local fucking butcher shop that sells Italian goods, you're going to pay $2-$3 more a box, let's say. Okay. But that's how you're helping your neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Same thing. I went to a toy store the other day to do a review. Like, am I addicted to Amazon? Yeah, I love it. Everybody does. But if there's a small store that you could go to with your kid and help them pick out a toy, it's nice to do that. Because all everybody does is buy shit and return it. At least in the store, you could, like, walk in there and pick something he really likes and walk out. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's good and bad. So what I would say is, yeah, you got to buy out. Like, I've ordered out. I've been ordering out, like, as much as possible. My wife typically is the type that likes to cook. But I always like to order out because I'm lazy. But I've been ordering out more, like, trying to help. You know what I'm saying?
How's your wife with all the stuff that's going on with you? Is she digging it or is she... think it's hysterical?
She didn't, you know, she never used to like social media because there's a lot of trouble with it. You know, people do stupid things. People write stupid comments. They do stupid things. So we never really liked that attention. I always like the spotlight. I've always been like that. You know, I'm the type of person that lights up when I'm in a room. You know, I'm charismatic. I've always been that way. But I think that the fact that, you know, a lot of people are supporting me, like I have this, like, for now, it's for me, it's interesting. I can't believe how many people are supporting what I'm doing. Like, I have my whole, like, I would say, it, like, my community, the Italian-American community, has, like, lifted me on their shoulders, and they're just parading me around. It's like, I can't believe the support that I get from my community. I would think there would be a lot more pushback. A lot of kids that are more removed from the community that are, like, 13 generations later, and they live in some town I never heard of.
Norwalk, Connecticut.
Yeah. But if you're like from, like, you know, I'm just saying, like, you know, Queens, like Ridgewood, Middle Village, you know, Whitestone, you know, let's say Italian Bayside, you can go to Bensonhurst and Gravesend and Staten Island. The support I get is crazy, and that's why I'm doing a little Italy thing. I'm trying to help with the heritage. You know what I mean? But it's not just Italians. I want to go everywhere. I'm going to some. I have some a lot of halal places. I have a few like shawarma places lined up.
I
don't want people to be misconstrued like that's the only people I'm helping. It just happens to be that's the community I grew up in.
Listen, you run the gimmick. You run the gimmick a little bit. It's all right. It's fine. If it helps people, you strike me as the kind of guy, like, look, I'll make a... For instance, I will be the butt of the joke as long as everyone's laughing and enjoying themselves. And
yeah, I'm like that, too.
I have no problem doing that. That's some nice tequila you're drinking right there, brother. Just want to point that out.
I ain't playing no games. Hell no. Some good Christmas. Ain't play no games.
Jeffy, why don't you tell you guys, get some plugs out there for Lil Mo.
Absolutely, man. Everyone, right now, drop what you're doing. Go to your Instagram, at Lil Mo Mozzarella. Give our man a follow. Drop him some comments. Let him know you love what he's doing. Killing the game. And then, you got some money you want to spend. It's the new year. Go help him save Little Italy. Right now, go to GoFundMe. Type in Lil Mo Mozzarella saves Little Italy. And help him save Little Italy. Help him save New York. Let's save mom and pop places. Let's do it together. Come on.
Stop being a shem.
Hey.
I got something. Go over there and do the right thing before I come over there and crack over there with a loaf of semolina. You know what I'm saying? I give you a headache two Tano can't fix. So listen, let me tell you something funny. So I do these little slogans, you know, and I've been putting them on hats and stuff. Like this shit that I typically say, you know? You want to hear the rundown?
Yeah, let's see what you got here.
So this is the old, this one's selling like hotcakes. You could see it, but not everybody could see it. Ready? See it? You see it?
I was to say this. Stop being a neck bone.
Stop being a neck bone. You know what I mean? Then I got your sister's ass.
Wait, which one's that one? Your sister's ass?
Then I got beaded squid.
Beaded squid.
I got nobody moves, nobody gets hurt. How about I come over there and crack you with a loaf of semolina? We got a couple of things. I changed up a couple. I got some new ones coming out. You know what I mean?
Hey, where did we get these from? We got to go for the website. Where do we find this merch?
It's www.littlemomozzarella.com. Now listen, check it out. It's little L-I-L, right? Because people want to be shams. They can't type it in. Then it's Momo, like Mo Mozzarella. You know what I'm saying? I'll give you the story behind that. Little Mo Mozzarella. And that's the same handle on everything. On my Twitter.
Smart
on my
move.
TikTok. On my Instagram. On my YouTube. You know what I mean? It's the same everywhere. www. And then if you go on my Instagram, Little Mo Mozzarella, I have it on there. I have the link for the GoFundMe. That's for saving Little Lily. All right, do I want to talk about that yet, or you want to talk about it later?
You talk about whatever you want, man.
Brother.
All right, so the Save Little Lily thing. It's hashtag... Save L-I-L Italy. I do everything little, not little. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I've always thought T's were a waste of time. If there's two of them, fuck it.
Time. Yeah, you know what I mean? God,
that's a new show. You got two T's, a waste
T's
of time.
There's two more things I got to cross. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
So I keep them on.
Jeffy, that was awesome.
So Save Little Italy. I'll give you a little story real quick with Little Italy. So, you know, my grandfather, you know, was born in Little Italy, Elizabeth Street in Manhattan. I always had roots there. I have family members there. I remember in its heyday, I used to work there when I was a kid. I used to love going there. I always joke around. You see people walk around Little Italy, they always get more Italian, you know? You see like Irish guys, well, how you doing? You know what I mean? It just happens.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, Jeffy, who is full-blooded Italian, we call him the FBI, he is getting more and more Italian as he's hearing you talk. I can hear it.
He reminds me of everyone in my family.
He just took a steak. He just took a steak and threw it at his wife. Like, it's not even close. Give me a steak. You're not even going to cook it. You know what I'm saying?
That's amazing.
No, he just went fucking... Yeah, he just, like, looked at his wife and she ran and gave him a pear.
That's awesome.
She gave him slippers and a pear. So anyway, so I always went down there and loved it. So then whatever. So I went down there and I seen it was shot. Look, it's the same thing I'm doing with the restaurants. I have a relationship there. So I started going down there again saying, hey, let me do a pop-up there, right? Like, I'll do a pop-up. You come meet Little Mo. And it's Manhattan, right? So it's got a lot of action. But, you know, how shot it was. So I was like, damn, man. Like, this is something that a lot of people that follow me will get behind. So we did the Save Little Italy. They have an organization down there, like, you know, it's like their restoration, you know, whatever you want to call
right,
it.
Okay. But, yeah.
And there's a million people involved there. I kind of went left and did my own thing, but a lot of politics in Little Italy. So we've been talking. I'm going to have to probably like merge and do something with them because they have like their own thing set up. But that's not a big deal to happen. I didn't do it to disrespect what they had going on. I just was overexcited and kind of just like ran without talking to anybody. But we'll work it out. I'm not going to personally spend the money anywhere. You know what I mean? I'm handing the check over to them. To the people who handle that stuff, I know what I want it to go towards. You know, my own things from speaking to the people from the community, and basically, you know, we want to close the streets off again as long as we can, right? Like the X time at night, you know, maybe just whatever, you know, the deal. And you know, it's the little things that help with decorating, just making it look like Little Italy. You know, it's very expensive. It's like $15,000 to $25,000, I believe, was a quote. That I had looked at, like, just to decorate, like, to maintain and decorate it for 6 months. Like, you know, people have to do it.
Wow.
You have to paint the poles. You got to hang string lights at Christmas for San Gennaro Feast. You know, just think about it. But think about New York without the feast.
Yeah.
Just think about it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how many things are we going to lose? Like, that's the truth. Like, what? You're not going to be able to go. Like, just think about what we're going through. It is
crazy.
Insane what is going on right now. There is so many places that... That
it's
are
crazy,
going to
man.
Go out of business.
Yeah,
it's
man. It's heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking. So it's like people don't realize it until it's gone. But I don't want to be that guy looking back and like, man, I wanted to go, I don't know, like Cats. Like, let's say I just say Cats for instance. I love pastrami from Cats. Like, I like Cats. You like Cats?
Who doesn't?
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Like, think about like Cats is gone. Let's just say it's gone. What are you doing? Like, right? New York, like places like that, man. It's like, I went to Great Papayas. I did a review of Great Papayas. Like, man, I don't even love Great Papayas, but I was just like, damn, what if the Great Papayas is gone, you know?
Did you
like,
get shit-faced and go at 4 in the morning?
No, I remember Great Papayas back in the day. Do you remember Great Papayas, the one that was by the nightclubs?
Stumble in there for $3, you can get a whole meal.
To have that bodyguards to go in there. That shit was crazy. You'd go in there and just be like, people would just be like getting robbed and shit. Like, rob you. Yo, give me a hot dog. You know what I'm saying?
That's when New York was scary and terrible.
But this is what
beautiful.
I'm trying to say. Like, New York. So let's just talk about New York in the early 90s, right?
Please.
Like, let's talk about when CBGBs was around and there was graffiti everywhere. Like, that's New York that I know. So what I'm saying to you is when people are like, New York is dead, it's like going back to what it was. What is happening? Graffiti everywhere, right? It is what it is. It's definitely... Look, I mean, what are you going to say? Back then, there was hipsters. There wasn't hipsters in New York then? What are you, crazy? What about the rave scenes and like... So, like, what I'm trying to say is, like, to me, I grew up with that, and I actually, like, don't mind it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you got to be more on point on the trains or whatever, but that's New York. Like, it is what it is. That's the big city. That's what it's like.
Totally.
So... Crime is going to increase, because everybody and their mother can walk around with masks now, I mean, which is scary. I think it's been pretty good considering. But considering that people can straight walk around with masks around the city.
Right? Yeah. I mean, if you think about that for a second, what you just said, like, that's some crazy shit.
Good.
Right?
Dude, you're sort of bank right now. They're like, where's your mask?
Yeah.
You're to a bank, and you're like, you don't have a mask, you're going to leave. We want you masked up.
What's even more frightening is that the fucking cops do not give a fuck right now. They'll sit back and watch.
Cops watch me? Yo, I can't even tell you. Cops go on my live. I have cops going on my live from police stations. Like, literally, like, sneaking live conversations with me. I'm like, where are you?
What's
the precinct? They're like, I'm in the precinct. They're like, looking at this screen like something like that. Or, like, how about them, like, just telling me, like, hey, man, come pick up your PBA card. Like, and like, they just, you know what it is? They went through so much.
Your PBA
much,
card?
Like,
I know what that means.
Yeah, they got shit on.
Like, they got shit on so hard.
So hard.
That it's like, they're regular people too. People, it's really wild right now. But what I would tell you is, look, it could be worse. It definitely could be worse. You know what I'm surprised didn't happen yet? You're definitely going to hear about this. Somebody just straight robbing a bank by coffin.
They're like, listen, I like to pop on y'all.
Just walk in there and be like, give me all the money. People just straight
There's got to be a fucking crackhead who's tried it. There's got to be one.
It's like snot rocking at people. If you don't give it a yeah. Yo, I did a skit on Snot Rock. I thought this thing went viral. It was hysterical. Like, yo, oh my God. I think everybody's done skits on people picking their nose in traffic. It's so crazy how people just straight pick their nose in traffic. Dude.
Fucking second knuckle.
Oh my God. It's like, I always say, pick me a cat because I interact.
Because you know, I interact.
I'll be like, yo, pick me a Cadillac. And then how about the guys that use their pinky? They think they got skills, right? Like the pinky guy is always like the skilled guy. He goes like sideways and like, right? The pinky's like, I'm going to do this professional.
That's amazing. Listen.
The scoop. Oh, this is a food show. We can't talk about this on the food thing. Let's talk about food.
Listen, that's where I was going to go next with you right now, man. It's tough to make a segue from going two knuckles deep on your pinky trying to grab a Cadillac out of your nose, but, you know.
Let's talk about food, man. We want to talk about some New York hotspots. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I was going to ask you, man. Like, you know, kind of a quick round. Like, if I'm a scenario, you tell me where we should go eat at. How about that?
All right. So go ahead. Let's do it.
I'm going to have a date night with my wife. We're going to go out and just have a good, nice dinner, quiet someplace, and then you know we'll see what happens after that.
Well, we got to give me the borough. I'm a borough. Like I do things.
You
like
pick. You tell me. I'll go anywhere.
Shit, man. All right. So, like, I just went to a nice spot. I just did a review on him. I posted today. I thought it was delicious on 2nd Avenue. Frank's, it was good. You ever went there?
No, I've never been there.
Frank's Restaurant. The guy, he's an interesting character. I don't know. I'd have
on
to
the Lower East Side?
It's on the Lower East Side. Yeah, I posted.
Yeah, I have been there. It's like real classic Italian.
Yeah, it's more like pauper style dishes. I say pauper style. I hope he doesn't get offended by the guy, but that's what it really is. And so his name is Frank Brisanzano.
Yeah.
He does like an interesting thing where he cooks. I liked it. It was real simple. It was like off the beaten path. It was old school. I thought it was good. Yeah. Look, you know, I like stuff like that. You know, I mean, in the city, you know what's crazy? Like, I'm weird. Like, man, I'm such a borough guy. I do a lot of stuff in Brooklyn, you know, Brooklyn, really. Brooklyn, Queens. I go to a lot of eating in Brooklyn, man. Smith Street. Like,
yeah.
I like down there. They often change hands. Like, a lot of those places go out of business and they pop back up. But there's a couple of good spots. But, yeah, I like pizza. I like Lucali's. I'm a big Lucali fan in Brooklyn. I don't know if you know Lucali. You know Lucali?
I've never been there.
You never heard of it?
I've never been there.
Have you heard of it?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I've never been there.
I love, Lucali's I like. You know, DeFar is the big one everybody talks about. You know what I mean? They got two spots, you know. They're good. I used to live across the street from Lucali's. I ate it a lot. I lived there for about 10 years, so I was like the Lucali guy. But I love Lucali's. I'm going to be doing a review there soon, probably next few weeks.
How about my mother's coming to town? She's visiting me, you know, coming in. Where should I take her out for lunch?
So lunch, for lunch, I'm like a hero guy, man. Like, I can tell you the hero spots.
It's a good like, sandwich.
Like a good sandwich, man. Let me tell you something. Why I love Mama's. I just did Mama's review, Mama's in Corona. You know Mama's, they got the place in Chase Stadium?
I know that.
So, Corona, Mama's. I think they're...
I love it. The old school says Chase Stadium. That was hard. It said Chase Stadium. There we go.
Chase Stadium?
No, I love it. It's old school. Chase Stadium's not even around anymore, right?
I don't know what the fuck it is. I always call it Shea. Why it's called something
Shitty Field.
City Field.
Shitty Field.
Fuck out of here. It's always going
to be. Fuck out of here.
Leo's Latticini is, right? Okay. Leo's Latticini. I just did a review on him, which is really Mama's, is what everybody calls it in the neighborhood. Corona,
right,
Queens.
Right.
By Spaghetti Park. You got Parkside Restaurant there. You have Mama's, you have the Lemon Ice King of Corona, very old fashioned neighborhood, old school.
That's one of my favorite places in New York is the Corona Ice King. I have fond memories of being a little kid and my father driving me all the way over to that side. He worked in Maspeth and we would go all the way to the fucking Ice King. He would take me there all the time. That was amazing.
Damn, that's a good memory.
It's one of my stomping grounds. So, yeah, I know the neighborhood well.
Get a chance to get Corona Ice, you got to do it.
I'll go do
like,
it. I will.
So I would make a day out of it, right? I would go. So anyway, what I would tell you is there's a lot of places great, right? In Brooklyn, you got Leo, you have Pastosa. You got you have what's the one at Jersey Pork Store on Court Street? I love my friend in Williamsburg, Sabino. He has a place. Anthony's and Sons. They make their own mozzarella. It's delicious. That's in Graham Avenue in Williamsburg. Delicious sandwiches. Oh man, I'm a big sandwich guy, so I know all the sandwiches. Sam DeFonte's is DeFonte's. I love DeFonte's. Is like a longshoreman's place. So DeFonte's is more like a luncheonette, and like more known like their potato and eggs. But I always say potato and pepper. I love that stuff. I like simple. You guys are chefs, so you know. I like simple. When I say pulpit dishes, I talk about like Italian food. What Italians eat. You know what I mean? My grandmother didn't eat all this fancy shit. She wasn't eating penne alla vodka. Like, they don't eat that. That's not what Italians eat. You know what I mean? They eat pasta and peas.
Yeah.
You know?
Simple.
They eat pastina. That's what you eat. You know what I mean?
My kids eat pastina all the time.
Yeah. So sandwich spots. Can I just give you my top three?
Oh, I'd love to hear top three, Jeffy. I mean, you kid. I feel like you're giving us a gem here for free.
Order. I love DeFonte's. I love DeFonte's. Okay, that's in Red Hook, Brooklyn, if you don't know where that is.
Brooklyn, right.
That's like a knock-around spot. You got to go in there with a hard hat. You're going to get cracked over the head with a semolina. You know what I'm saying? That's like old school. You know what I mean? You got to push elbows to get to the to say what you want. You know what I mean? Push in with elbows. Okay? Oh, I love Coca. I love the Powered on in Manhattan on Grand Street. Okay, I don't know if you know what that is.
No, that's delicious. New one for me. Haven't heard that one.
Yeah, hold on, because I don't like to say the wrong addresses. Hold on, I can Google quick. I'll give you while I'm saying that one. So I got DeFonte's. We got Anthony's and Sons in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, Graham Avenue. You got the Paulo's Fine Food. Okay, that's in. That's on Grand Street, 200 Grand Street.
That's like in a deli, too, isn't it? They sell, like, you know.
So I usually, you got to, like, I never really get sandwiches there because I, like, know the neighborhood and I have family there. So what I'll normally do, like I did on Fox 5 with Ryan, is I'll get the cold cuts there. I'll go to Parisi Bakery and get the bread. And then I'll make the sandwich and I'll sit at Cafe Palermo and eat it. And then I'll have a cannoli and coffee. Because to me, it's like the whole thing. You got to have your sandwich, you know what I mean? You got to have your antipasto. You know, whatever, make a little sandwich out of it, and then, you know, you maybe have a glass of wine or whatever, hang out, and then you have your espresso with your cannoli, your sfogliatella, whatever it is. So, yeah, so that's the one thing. I want to throw the sandwiches out there. We got the Fontes. I'm going to say the Paulo. I'm going to say Mama's. I'm going to say Auntie's and Sons. That's probably four. I've been in a long time to Leone's. I believe that's Bensonhurst. I am going there. I remember loving it. So I want to shout them out. Leone's. Leone's is in Bensonhurst, 15th Avenue. I'm deep in the boroughs, bro. Like, yeah. You know, when you hear New York, like, people like to only talk about New York City.
No.
To me, I'm deep in, like, I'm going, like, deep into Brooklyn, deep into the, you know what I mean? Like, that's how I am. So those are those spots. I want to talk about baked goods. I don't know how you guys are with the bakery, because you know the bakeries love me. If you look at my videos, I do massive amount of bakery.
All I want to do right now, Jeffy, is pick a day and go hang out with Lil Mo in the city and just walk around with him.
You bet your ass.
No, listen. If you see one of my videos in Villabate and Benson, or something, if you know them, Villabate Alba, they were like two of like the best bakeries, let's say, in Bensonhurst, and they merged. And they had me go in there and make semolina bread. I made lobster tails.
Yeah.
I know all the secrets.
You were making bread?
I made bread. I made cannoli shells.
How'd it come out?
Listen, so let me tell you what it is. So Italians are funny. They're all at war over the cannolis. Like,
yeah.
It's not even funny. Like, they're obsessed with getting the best cannoli. So they're all at war. Now, if you know the deal, there's only X amount of people who make the shells. Mm-hmm. And then everybody else kind of makes their own cream filling. Exactly.
Their own ricotta.
There's like three places that make shells. Everybody else doesn't make their shells. So, and then they fight over that, right? And it's like, it's funny. I did tastings where like blindly had 15 shells and I had to tell you which one I'd go was the best. And there's only really like three different ones.
Okay. But
they get real interesting. Like, what they put in them are interesting. Like, some people's tricks are to put espresso beans, some people put wine. Some people, I'm giving up secrets again.
Do a little hazelnut
in the shells.
Yeah,
They put shit in the shells. They put stuff like people put alcohol and stuff in the shells. A lot of the like apricot filling and raspberry filling is not apricot and raspberry. They have mixtures. Some people mix pineapple. Like I've watched.
Oh yeah.
ovens, bake them.
That's old school bakeries, though, man. Those, because they sometimes couldn't get that shit, so they would come up with like these concoctions, and they would call it, because nobody fucking knew any better back then.
You know what I love with the bakeries, but you know what I love about the bakeries? I really do. Is there's such throwbacks. Like the sign is the same for 70 years. You know what I'm saying? It's like this old man in the back, just like fucking rolling cookies and shit. Biscotti. I love that shit. Oh, like, man, that's really what I like. I like
by the
like
pound.
I like the nostalgic shit. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, you know what really comes across when you talk, Mo, is your love for the city. Like your love for the. It really, really comes across, man. And you know, here you
I love New York.
Dude, just telling the stories about like the sign, like just watch you talk about the sign, like that's awesome. People should notice that more often because that's the kind of thing that's old school New York.
You know what I think is, you know what I think is cool too about like one thing I really think is awesome, like especially we're talking about all this political bullshit that went on, like right, it's like the neighborhood people, right, or like even what do you want to call them, the conservatives. I don't have good terminology. I just call people whatever I want.
I love you. I love it. No, your terminology is correct. Here's the rule in this program, Mo. You have a microphone, so therefore you're an expert. Don't worry about it.
I'm an expert. So we call neck phones. We got neck phones, and we got momos. So we got the neighborhood people, you know, like the blue collar, like conservative types, right? But guess what they love? They love Shirko's Bakery in Bushwick and Ridgewood, right? They love you know, Villabate and Bensonhurst. They love you know, Cafe Palermo and Mulberry. They love the bakery and the neighborhood they grow up in, right? But guess who else loves them? You know, the liberal implants.
Yeah.
Or that came in from, you know, wherever the hell they came.
And Travis.
Travis loves places. It's like you go in there and it's like, and they just want to make believe they're from New York, and it's awesome. Fuck, and they're amazing. Like, what's up, man, where you from? I love when you ask an implant where they're from and they stutter. Like, I'll be like, yo, Mo, where you from? You know what I'm saying? And they'll be like, I'm from Chelsea. And then I'll be like, you ain't from Chelsea, where you really from? And they're like, well, you know, like my dad was born here, but you know, I'm from Norwood, Connecticut.
There he goes, back like, to Norwalk, this motherfucker. See, look.
Well, because these are my three things.
You could have said Minnesota. You could have said Michigan.
Nah, my three things that I do is Norwalk, Connecticut. I don't even know about Richmond, New Jersey, but I have people I work with from there, and they always break my chops. And then I go into Long Island, Colmack. Amityville, you're getting screwed with. And you know what I love?
I'm from Dix Hills.
Dix Hills is like, hey. Hey, I have a Xerox machine. I'm thinking about canning it. You want it?
Fuck this dude. Mo is the man. That's amazing.
I have a Xerox machine. No, guys from Dix Hills talk about like some lame shit, like it's super cool. I have this fucking awesome dartboard that has like darts have suction cups. Me and my boys used to play beer pong, and when we were bored, we'd just start hitting darts. You want it?
This is awesome.
It goes for like $30 on eBay.
Oh, fucking Mo is just running down Dix Hills. Just fuck him. Just run him down.
Hey, he's a 50, man. Fuck him.
Straight roll around in pickup trucks and smash like fucking mailboxes.
That's amazing.
Fuck Dix Hills, man.
Fuck Dix Hills. That's it.
A lot of frat boys from Dix Hills.
Jeffy, tell people to get some more info on Mo. He's got some great shit going on right now, man.
Go to his website where you can find all his information. www.littlemomozzarella.com. Get on there. Go on his fucking GoFundMe right now. Drop some change on him. Help this guy out. Help him help people. He's out here doing God's work.
Go out there and get one of them hats, man. He's got shirts that say your sister's ass. Like, that's, if you don't think I'm not going to buy one of them bitches after the show, that's happening.
Oh, listen, sister's ass, this shit. I'm going to give a special promo on the show.
Oh.
Use promotion code NECKBONE. NECKBONE. I think that's like 15% off.
Neckbone.
You want to hear the story with that? Everybody always asks me.
I did want to hit a neck bone, but I want to hear where the name Little Mo Mozzarella came from, too. We haven't gotten to that. We've just been running our mouths all the time, running down towns like Dix Hills, which I love.
All right, so my real name, I don't like to say too much, but it starts with an M. But I'll tell you this much. I always was called Little. So I had my neighbor, of course, she was my best friend. He has the same name as me. So I was the Little. I always had the Little, you know what I'm saying? the Mo part. So my dad used to always call me Mo. My father was like a real old school New Yorker. They're like, "Hey, no, Mo, Mo." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So everybody was a Mo Mo. We call everybody a Mo Mo. It just means like you're silly, like you know what I mean? Like you're dumb a little, but you're funny. So I would call people Mo. Now, I have friends from the Bronx. In the Bronx, that's like a term that they use a lot. They call people Mo's. It's like a New York thing. Like when someone says like, "Hey, son," like we say like, "Yo, son," they say Mo. So I have friends from the Bronx, so they would just laugh every time I would say Mo, because it's like, it's their term. They use that terminology a lot. You know what I'm saying? What's up, Mo? So what they would do is they would laugh and shit, so they start calling me Mo. So everybody should start calling me Mo because I call them Mo.
Right.
That was Little Mo. Now, if you ever see Spike Lee do the right thing, do you remember Radio Raheem when he went into the pizzeria?
Of course.
I think it was John Turturro was in there. And he said, "Yo, man, put some extra mozzarella on that shit." You remember?
Yeah.
Yo, put some more mozzarella on that shit. So, funny, because he made him crazy, right? And then, like, I just looked at it as, like, a way to say something's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, that shit, like, put some more mozzarella on that shit. Like, hook it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's it.
Put some mozzarella on that shit. You know what I mean? Put some flavor on that. You know what I mean? Everybody loves mozzarella.
Yeah.
And that was it. So that was me, Little Mo Mozzarella. You know what I'm saying? It had a couple of different changes. It was Mo Mozzarella. It was Little Mo Mozzarella. It was Little Mo Mutz. And then also, like, in my neighborhood where I grew up, a lot of people say Mott's. Like, it's kind of like a Brooklyn Queens term. Like,
expensive,
people say that, yo, that's Mott's. Like, it's like, you ever seen a Mott's applesauce commercial back
in the
day?
Of course.
Yeah, that's the Mott's.
Like, he likes it. Oh, that's a Mott's. So, yeah. So, we always say that. Like, there's a lot of people who say that in Brooklyn, Queens. I'm like, yo, that's Mott's. Or if something's crazy. Like, for instance, you're a chef. Let's talk to Professor Plum with the candlestick in the library. What's something you make? Like, what's your dish that, like, is no joke?
Look. I got dishes all day long, man. But my go-to, I'm not even going to front and not even going to lie to you, is two things. Number one, I make chicken wings that'll make you go to church. I'm telling you, that's the easy stuff. But I'm telling you this too.
I'm saying that's the Mott's. So people be like, "Yo, I'm going." Wait, I mean, Do you say where you work? Like, oh, you do. Like, bro, we got to do something. Can we do something where we just chill and cook and like it's wild out? We just go crazy. Maybe if you guys want to.
My brain is already going a million miles an hour, man. We're going to talk offline. I do tons of food festivals. Like, we headline Mohegan Sun Food and Wine, all kinds of shit.
I want to go to everything. And I want a microphone, a loudspeaker, and I'm just going to be going wild. But
I love it.
But I want to try everything you make. So anyway, so I'm saying is if we would be like in the neighborhood, like, yo, man, you try plum shit.
Mo, look at my food on Instagram, dog.
Dog, I gotta look more. Let me see.
This is baller. Come on, I ain't playing games. What are you talking about?
Ain't no games here, man.
Come on.
He makes yummy stuff, man.
So that's what I'm saying. So we would call that the Mott's. Yeah. Like, yo, he's got the Mott's. There's a lot of reasons why I'm the Mott's. You know what I'm saying? What's this? That's a salmon.
That's the one I just did on the TV. I just did this holiday special.
Newtown, Connecticut post. How many likes you get on that? 3. Same.
Come on, man. You can't hate on Newtown. That's where I'm living with the family and stuff. After all the shit we've been through here, you got to be easy.
What the fuck that shit is? And what's the... All right, so you got... Oh, you're repping Connecticut hard. You must be tight right now.
Yo.
I'm only fucking around.
I work on NPR, homie. That's my other job. Come on.
Oh, man. Yo, these shrimps look crazy.
All right, see, there you go. All right, listen.
Goodbye.
I got a good brother I want to bring onto the program here to join us just for a minute because... We give him a lot of shit. Our good brother Chef Dave's gonna join us. He's from Detroit, Mo, and Dave has spent.
I ain't fucking with him. They walk bears on leashes over there. Detroit is fucked.
Did you hear what he said, Jeffy? He said they walk bears on leashes.
He went back like he was living in Connecticut, where he could have had a Stepford wife. Now he's back in Detroit, where he's gonna get shacked up with a baby mama.
Look,
yo,
he's
definitely fucking just on. He's living. Wild.
Look, he's always talking to us about Detroit style pizza. And basically,
I don't know about that shit.
Listen, I'm gonna have him describe it to you.
Anything he says, I'm gonna say it's good. I don't want
to. No, come on. Look, Mo, we need you here, man. Listen.
Yo, fucking Detroit, dude. I knew a cop from Detroit. This dude was like a fucking, like a street, like gangster. Like, I was like, yo, you're a cop? Like, they don't care about nothing. It's just lawlessness over there.
It's just lawlessness.
Yeah, that shit is just, like, crazy.
Well, it's the craziest city in Michigan. I mean, it's a crazy place,
he ended it with,
right?
with the gun. But look,
everybody's miserable. You say pizza's bad, you just fucking, they'll throw you outside without a jacket.
I'm fearless, man.
Look, I got to have you break. A fight we've got going on because Dave talks about, good brother Dave, we love Dave very much, he's awesome. He talks about his pizza from Detroit. And listen, we're here in where we live in New York City and Connecticut, motherfucker, even though you're hating on me. I'm gonna bring you some pizza too, you watch.
I'm cool with Connecticut, bro. I mean, all I know about Connecticut is the highway. Like,
it's a highway.
I never got off an exit like on I-95 other than like the Michigan Sun, so I went and got gas in Connecticut. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know nothing about Connecticut. So
we're going to send a nice car for you. We're going to send a helicopter for you for Mohegan this year. You just relax about that. All right, listen, Dave, are you with us, Dave? Say what's up to Mo.
Yo, what's good, little Mo?
Dave, nobody moves, nobody gets hurt. What's up, Mo?
not much. What's good?
Dave, I want you to describe Detroit-style pizza to Mo, because I want to see if Mo even considers this a pizza. We call it casserole amongst us chefs there, Mo.
Why are you guys always like calling that shit casserole? Look, it is a pizza. I'm going to break it down really quick. It's a deep dish, but it's not like that bullshit super deep Chicago style. It's more like a focaccia because the cheese will actually caramelize because you do the cheese edge to edge.
He's already making eyeballs at you.
Me? And,
yeah.
Hold on, because I tell you the truth, I got to ask him something. I was going to let you do your thing, and I was going to just ask Dave my own shit, but whatever. Go ahead.
Finish it, Dave.
But yeah, and then some places will do, like, if you get a pepperoni, it'll be pepperoni under the cheese and then sauce on top of the cheese. But it's a crunchy bite, like almost every piece.
So that cheese on top gets hard, right?
No, it doesn't get hard. It gets melty. It browns. It's great.
But and then it's like, cooked. It's cooked in like an inch of oil in a pan.
I mean, there is a lot of oil in the pan. Yeah.
Yo, I'm about to just grab one of the thickest slices of pizzas that's in my fridge right now. Da Vinci's Pizza, 18th Avenue, Brooklyn. No joke. But go ahead. Caramelized onions. I got it.
Dave, he don't give a fuck about your pizza.
Nah, I just don't want any problems with Detroit whatsoever. I just know Detroit's hard as fuck. Like, I literally knew somebody from Detroit, and he was like, yo, man. I'm like, what's up with Detroit? And he's like, nah, man, I'm a bear. Got into a bear fight, and, like, we bet on it, and the bear lost, and, like, I almost lost my cub. I'm like, what?
What?
He's like, yeah, we walk wild animals on leashes in Detroit. Like, I heard that shit is just crazy. So I just don't fuck with anybody from Detroit. Like, I don't mean in a bad way. Like, I want friends from Detroit. Like, I want to go to Detroit and chill, but I'll go there strapped with a bulletproof vest.
Well, look, Dave is your friend from Detroit now. Dave is 6'9", 380 pounds.
Dave, what do you want to do, bro? How is Detroit? Detroit's probably chilling. You know what? You know what? Detroit's going to have, like, another heyday. I'm going to call it right now. Because Detroit's shot, right? So Detroit went through some fucked up shit. So now everybody else is going through some fucked up shit, and guess who has an advantage? Fucking Detroit. Because you ain't doing shit to Detroit, right? Because they already know how to get through shit.
It don't get any worse.
So now, they only got any way to go up. Detroit's chilling right now. Everybody's like, they're chewing their nails in Detroit. They don't give a fuck.
Dave, have we been wrong about Detroit this whole time? Is Detroit fucking where it's at?
I think Detroit's where it's at. Dave, what do you, like, don't just rep your neighborhood just because to rep it. Honestly, am I right when I'm saying, like, is Detroit about to come up?
Not right now. I mean, right now.
Oh, fuck. You just killed my whole high. I was sad.
I know. I'm sorry.
I was just ready to fucking straight buy a house in Detroit right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean
it's sick right now.
It's trying.
Look, yo, I got the filet oven, this piece of shit that you just paid mad money on.
Jesus, Mo.
Mo, sorry,
pizza shouldn't be 4 inches thick. That's my opinion.
It's not fucking four inches thick. That's Chicago style.
Unless it's Sicilian. If it's a nice Sicilian, they use a good Sicilian slice.
Dude, I'm eating Sicilian slices right now from fucking Bensonhurst, from a Sicilian neighborhood.
I'm Sicilian.
Damn. Are you? Oh, well, I'll tell you right now. I can tell you something about you that I know that you're not even going to believe that I know. Who's the same? Both your parents or one?
My father.
Your father, your father's brothers?
My father and his brothers are also saying, yeah, he's just saying this.
Does he have brothers?
Does my father have brothers? Yeah, he has three brothers. Two brothers.
Did any of them fight and like didn't talk to each other for a long time?
Oh, yeah. My father was like estranged from everybody forever.
Okay, so I just want to tell you, that's how Sicilian I am, that I know that. Sicilian without fighting with a relative, and it's typically over a a real estate thing, like something that was left to them. It's like the one.
Like, it was like some crazy embezzlement deal. My father was like a half a gangster.
Your father was the oldest one.
No, he was the middle one.
He's the middle. All right, the oldest in the middle. The middle's always that. You know, the middle kid's always fucked up.
Insane. Like, he was the guy who actually had like a real job and like held it down and like bailed everybody out of
prison. Yeah, but that's what he embedded in your head too, don't forget. You only know your father's story. Your father just brainwashed you into thinking he was the hero. Your father was
My uncle was the guy who bailed me out all the fucking time.
So there was something going on. Yeah, that's how he kept, even though him and your father didn't talk, he still was nice to the kid. It was one of those.
Always good to me. He was like he was my godfather.
It's funny. It's like the Italian crystal ball. He's holding it in his hands.
They all died this year. Fucking 2020 took them all. It sucks.
Oh, he died?
Father and my uncle. God rest them both.
Sorry. God rest his soul, bro. Sorry about that, man.
Fucking 2020, bro.
Bro, 2020 taking people's lives and fucking up radio shows. Bullshit.
Right? Like, who has like a melee set up? You know, like, I have this modern melee bullshit that I don't know how to cook
in. Pizza oven. I know what that is.
Well, melee vacuum.
I have the Master Chef bun. Oh, you just press pizza on this thing and that's it?
Hold on a second. You said you have a Master Chef button?
Yeah, it says Master Chef. And then you go in there and it says pizza. It says fresh, frozen, or self-rising. And
does I'm just eating it. You? Does it like, he's like, hit the fucking button.
No, but what button would you press, bro? Fresh, frozen, or self-rising?
I put fresh.
Fresh just sounds good. Right? Pre-baked homemade or stromboli or calzone? Stromboli!
What the fuck?
Hey, Mo, before we get you out of here, I want to do a quick vocabulary check with you because I apparently say some of these words incorrectly. And I want to see if you can help me with them a little bit. Is that cool?
Oh.
All right, you ready? So the first word I got for you is ricotta.
Ricotta.
What? There's no G in it, though.
That's how we say it.
But that's not right, is it?
Ricotta, because in Italian, now you want me to, like, I want to think before I talk because all the Italians are scrutinizing me.
I'm not looking for the Italian, but just for the New York Italian.
Yeah, New York Italian, we say ricotta.
Ricotta, all right.
We say ricotta.
Well, it's ricotta.
It's kind of like a CG quick, you know, ricotta. Ricotta.
Listen, Jeffy, he actually explained it. No one's ever explained it that way to me. That makes sense, the way he just said that.
I say ricotta. Yeah.
The only other person who's ever explained that was that a really... What's the pizza guy that... The one who did the documentary that we had on a while ago?
Oh, yeah. I'm nine beers deep, really.
I know. no, but anyway, he said that... what's really got me is that the reason New Yorkers say what they say... was something about, like, their old language. Like, you know, everybody came from New York from, like, certain villages and shit, and they had certain dialects of, like...
What he's saying is this. So, all right, let's just call it what it is. In New York, all the Italians are Southern Italians, right? It's not like, I'm from Tuscany. What do you want to do? You know what I'm saying? the people, like, that grew up tough. You know what I'm saying? And they ain't Tuscan.
Barney on down, baby.
No, it's really boiled down. It's like Naples, Avellino, Bari, Calabria, Sicily, like I would say, right? Abruzzo and all these other fucking... I don't really know anybody from there, but whatever. Anyway, we're gone. What else you got?
All right, I got another one for you. How about prosciutto?
Prosciutto.
But there's an O at the end of the word, Mo.
I don't give a fuck. I say it the way I say it.
What is the...
I don't give a fuck.
So let me tell you what it is. So they all have their letters. Own dialects. In New York... Italian is a mixture of all these different dialects. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these Southern times, they pull quick and they cut shit off. So like you just have like a little like flash of the vowel at the end, but you don't really go all the way through with it. You know what I'm saying? Like brujou.
Let's say brujou.
Let me get a little brujou. But you would do it like you would cut it off. You know what I'm saying? Let me get a little brujou. I use the De Palma because I don't like it unless you prosciutto De Palma. So I got to say, I say prosciutto De Palma.
Ah, so you get the prosciutto De Palma. Was that good?
Yeah, bomb. Prosciutto De Palma.
All right. Is it sauce or gravy? What do you call it?
All right, so let's do this talk because I just put that on my video today. I don't know if you've seen it. I know you've seen it. Looked at all my videos. You probably didn't look at this shit.
Well, you, so everybody, listen, look, that's bullshit. It? Look at the likes, man. Look at your shit. Come on now.
Whatever, bro. We're
big fans of your shit. Once Ryan sent me your stuff, I'm like, this dude's amazing. He's fucking electric. I can't stop watching.
Dude, I'm really in these fucking streets.
You're out there pound the ground, bro.
I'm in New York. I'm in these streets. I'm fucking out there. We're out there. You know what I'm saying? But, so let me tell you.
Yeah, with a little semolina. Watch out. He's got that thing on him.
I got that thing on me. I'm strapped to the fucking gills.
He got that thing.
I'm off of the streets. But listen, what were we talking about? What were you saying?
We're talking about sauce and gravy.
Oh, so I talked about it. So Italians are nuts with this shit.
I agree.
They're like, oh, you call it sauce. Like, you know what I'm saying? You just call it gravy, American. Whatever. In Italy, they call it ragu. That's what I'm used to when
it has. We're talking three different things now.
Because they never talk about ragu, but that's what they call it in Italy. Like, my family say ragu, but they do say gravy. Like, My family that's Italian, you know, my grandparents are from Italy, they do say gravy, and Italians get crazy with that shit, like in America, like, no, it's sauce. Anybody who says that is whatever, American, whatever. There's two, don't forget, in New York City, you have two influxes of Italian-Americans. You have the pre-World War II people, and then you have, like, the 70s, which is, like those type of Italians, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're a little bit different. The Italians that came to
they're a little bit different, these guys.
They are. The Italians that came to World War II were like super proud to be American, and they really kind of like lost some of the heritage. The Italians that came in the 70s, like a lot of them, like we did them a favor, you know what I'm saying? like they're doing us a favor. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Blessing us with their presence and their Ferraris. And shit.
Unbelievable.
You know what I mean? They're a little bit different. So they're the source guys. The old school Italians in America, they gravy. So let's check it like this. If you put meat in it, I would say gravy.
Bolognese.
Right? No, not bolognese.
He said no, that's not right.
That's probably the chef term. I'm talking about if you fry fucking sausages and brajol and like ribs.
Like a pork rib.
Meatballs.
Like a chunk of pork.
And you throw it in that sauce. I would say gravy, but I would get my head chopped off by half my fans, but that's what I would say. And then if it's just like spaghetti with like an onion or like a garlic, I'm used to people using either or, not both.
My family always called it Sunday sauce. That's what they always called. Everyone said Sunday sauce.
Yeah, you would say Sunday
sauce. My grandparents might have said gravy, but then like I think, you know.
No, because they didn't want to get beat up by all these new Italians getting mad. It's like you gotta defend the honor of them. They'll be like, "You that fucking Italian? You say sauce? You don't say sauce?" Yeah. That's why I tell you when people say to me I'm an Italian, I go to them. I say, "You know who's Italian? You mug."
Listen, I still have to call it. I'm a classically French trained chef, Mo. I hear these terms and it makes me crazy.
I went to France. They feed you like a bird.
They feed you like a bird.
You're classically trained to feed us like a portion of food the size of like a pinky.
Hey.
Keep you beautiful.
Listen, no, I'm trying to maintain an Adonis-like figure, Mo.
Yo, they cook crazy. You know, isn't it crazy that they're all size medium max in France? Why are you so rude? Why are you so rude over there? Like, I don't want French people to get mad, but it's crazy. Can we go to Brooklyn? Is mad French people. No, they really...
Hey. Good brother Jerry just chimed in on the chat here. He says, it's sauce. Jeff is right. Gravy is brown.
No, listen. Like I said, I agree with Jerry. I know that people get mad when I say it. So I don't say it as much.
All right, I agree with Jerry.
He says, I don't say it as much.
Hey, let's just check in really quick. Really quick, Mo. Let's check in with the good city of Detroit and see what kind of words they've got. Dave, what kind of words do Italian words get butchered in Detroit?
I'm not
not sure I get like butchered in Detroit, but I mean, I've heard Capicola said like a million different ways now.
Like Capicola, like, the cured like, name.
Yeah, Capicola.
Gabagool.
See, that's the mainstay in a lot of spots. But I've heard like Capricola. I've heard like
fuck just that. Like, if you see Capricola to me on it, you would have trouble.
Fuck that.
You say that to me, I'm cracking you.
You get a semolina, dog. You watch out.
Get a semolina, anything. I don't care if it's fucking gift wrap, if it's fucking a Santa hat, anything I got next to me, you getting hit with.
You can get that semolina across the neck bone.
Yeah, I'll hit you with so many semolinas, you think you're surrounded by the bakery.
There it is. Hey, Jeffy, get my man's plugs out there for him.
Absolutely. Fuck, man. Absolutely. Get out there right now. Follow our brother at Lil Mo Mozzarella everywhere on all social medias. Go to his website. You can find littlemomozzarella.com. You're going to find his GoFundMe, Saving Little Italy right now.
Nice.
Get some money on there. Let's help his brother out. Let's help some people out. Let's get some money into people's pockets. Let's actually bring the neighborhood back. I want to do it. You want to do it. After listening to Mo talk, I want to go to New York and eat pizza all fucking day. I don't know. This guy's amazing.
It's amazing.
I got you, bro. It's don't amazing. Worry about it. And I'll pay for everything. You don't got to worry about spending a dollar. I know how you chefs get. You fucking got a prima donna. You're hey, so man. Used to clipping everything from a walking box. You don't want to spend money no more.
Come you on. Know, Mo.
I know the rules. I was bad. I had to throw it out. Yeah, all right.
I'm like Jefferson, baby. I'm moving on up, man. I'm out here.
That's it. Mo, bro, we have enjoyed your time so much, and thank you for hanging out with us tonight, man. You were amazing at all the good work, and you really are. Listen, we're bullshitting and making and laughing and having fun, but you were doing some amazing work out there, brother, and we can't thank you enough for what you're doing for the industry.
Yeah, definitely, man. And I'm really – listen, so let's just say – I just want to say right now. So this is live right now. I'm going to – when we get off whatever, we'll have a link, and I'll share it on my story. So this way everybody could go and see it. These guys are great. I can't wait to try your food.
It's happening.
It looks delicious. And, yeah, man, and I just wanted to say that picture of you with the two knives is awesome. I'm copying it with two semolinas.
I love it. I love it. You should definitely do it. You should
and
definitely do it.
I ain't giving you shit. I ain't giving you nothing.
You ain't going to give me – hey, I got to be careful. I don't want a semolina across the head. You got to be careful. I don't want to get hurt.
Listen, I got a lot of negative feedback from hitting people with semolinas. Italians think that that's a sin. So I had to go get some rubber ones made.
Did
they're
you
like
really?
Semolina. They're like semolina. They're like semolina dildos.
Jeffy's yeah, getting excited.
I think Dave knows a couple chicks that are into that.
Dave knows a girl in Detroit named Semolina Dildo. That's her name. It's weird.
Dave's like, don't knock it.
Ironically, she lives a gluten-free life.
That's crazy.
Yo, Mo, you were the man, brother. We can't thank you enough for your time. You were awesome. We will be in touch for sure. Listen, we do lots of events. The second events come back, brother, I got your back. We'll get
me,
you
bro.
Set up, man, for sure.
Hell yeah.
Listen, let me just do a little outro. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I love it.
Ready? Nobody moves, nobody gets hurt. You know what I mean? If you don't know, now you know. Baby, baby.
Ladies. Hey!
There it is.
I'll see you later. I'm checking out, all right?
Be good, little brother. Up. We appreciate your time. Thank you, my friend. There he goes. Little Mo Mozzarella. That dude. Oh, I mean, Jeffy, that was electric.
That was electric. I love that guy, man.
Oh, my
He's
God.
Awesome.
That dude is amazing.
I can't wait to hang out. I can't wait to get him around other chefs.
I mean, I think we just made a friend, didn't we?
I think so.
I mean.
I think so.
That guy was amazing. I mean.
My brother, Little
out here. I love this guy.
What a great conversation. What a fun conversation. You know, it's funny because I didn't know where that was going to go. And
I had no idea.
I'm telling you, I'm so happy all the directions it went in.
It's excellent.
Dave, what do you think of Lil Mo?
I really. He's awesome, man. Awesome. Definitely definitely want to hang out and eat some pizza and chill. Get like the Lil Mo perspective on New York.
I mean, that dude was awesome. Such a fun conversation. I could have talked to him for 2 hours. I mean, we were drinking. He was drinking. We could have had a great time just running our mouths.
That's what I was doing. I don't know where you were. I was having a blast.
Bro, I'm crushing Guinnesses here. I'm standing up right now.
Oh man, if I stood up, my legs would hurt, I think, again.
Oh, I have to stand up. Like I said, I am easily a top 10 boxer on the Oculus in the entire world, so I gotta stand up, because that's what I do.
I love it. Stand up.
Make sure you follow him, Little Mo Mozzarella. That dude, he's trying to change the world. I'm not saying he's trying. He is changing the world. He's taking a bad situation and made some amazing shit out of it, which is so respectable. Anybody who's out there got that hustle, anybody who's out there trying to do their own thing, marching to the beat of their own drum, making shit happen, dude, it's hard not to respect that. I mean, we always say here on this program, with all the shit that we do, gentlemen, DIY, do it yourself. Don't worry about anybody else. And Mo is the epitome of that, so... Fucking, that guy was electric. I loved it.
Hell yeah, he's killing it, man. He's killing it.
So fun.
I'm really happy we got to meet him and got to get him on and hang out with him, because like you said, I think we made a friend, and I can't wait till we can get fucking out there again, maybe with no masks, and eat food on the street like gentlemen, or inside a building, share cocktails. It's gonna be good.
Well, we've been a little late with him, so I'm gonna run this through pretty quick, man. I want to get through a couple of just, you know, some New Year's resolutions as we move forward, because this is our last show of the year, gentlemen, and I thank you guys for all of your hard work helping out and jumping on the program and being a part of it. And Jeffy, we got some big shit working, man, for this program coming up in 2021, don't we?
Trying, man. Doing what we can, now what we can.
I don't know if there's any trying to it. I think you're doing it.
Well, yeah, we're doing it. We'll see. It's got to come
say
together.
The next time we have Little Mo on, you might be able to see him.
Yeah. Oh, no, for sure. That's coming. It's going to be beautiful.
Which is going to be amazing. We're excited about that. So thank you guys all for listening. We apologize for last week. Last week was one of those, you know, what they call them, Jeffy? Like, I forget, like the storm and or the, it's a God. I don't know. What do you call it?
Act of God?
That's it. It was an act of God that stopped me from, I couldn't get home in time to do the program, so.
Yeah, no, it was completely out of your hands, you know, I always say, like, hey, just don't force it, take your time, don't get hurt, and everything worked out. Little Mo was awesome. He was supposed to be on last week. I texted him, and him and Jerry were like, listen, no worries, we're all human. Yeah. We'll be on next week. It'd be great.
Shout out to Jerry, by the way. Shout him out. Shout out to Jerry for being so helpful and being a part of it. We appreciate you, Jerry.
Absolutely. Good brother, Jerry. It's Mo's management. He's the man. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
I mean, he does so many restaurants, too, man. You heard him. Like, he goes and he does a promo for a restaurant. They're getting real people, real neighborhood people coming in and eating the food, and they're seeing, like, real numbers jump. I mean, that's awesome just to see that he has that kind of influence with people. And like he said, you know, he's like lucky. He can walk around New York, what'd he say, with his head held high and at five boroughs.
That's it. And as he should, you know. That's what he should. And, you know, it's one of those things. We re-aired this is a quick story. Just we re-aired on WNPR. We re-aired the pizza episode a couple weeks back. And I went to a place I still want to take you gentlemen to called Lorenzo's here actually in my town. And it's been there since 1912. It was a part of. There was a vacation spot down the river. People used to go to. This restaurant was there, and they were seasonal. Their pizza's phenomenal. They've been making it the same way since 1912. Anyway, I go in there to get some takeout. Right, I go in there the day after the pizza episode airs. I walk in the door, and the bartender slash owner looks at me and goes, "Oh, there's Chef Plum. Finally, this is your fault. They're packed. Like, there's every table's full." They're doing the social distancing thing. They're doing things right, but the tables are full. The bar is full. And they have takeout orders stacked on the bar. And I was like, what are you talking? Yeah, that's great. You guys are doing a great job. She goes, no. We had like 15, 20 phone calls coming in to get reservations here tonight for us. And by the way, like I said, they're seasonal. It was their last week of business before they stopped. And she was like, people are, it's nonstop. And I guess you guys aired the pizza episode again because I had them on it. And they got crushed. They ended the season phenomenally, and I guess our little WNPR show made a difference. So that felt really good,
dude. Because it's local, man. It's local, and it's affecting real people. Like right now, you know, it's not something that, like, you know, you'll never get to in Nebraska. You know, the people you're affecting people in your neighborhood right now, right here, and that's, I love it, man.
I mean, I put them over hard too.
Yeah, it was a great episode.
Yeah, but you got to go there this summer, hopefully, man. We got to go with springtime when they open back up. You guys got to come
over. Me and the girls want to come up to Connecticut, rent a nice little Airbnb, come see you guys for dinner maybe one night, go out a few places, check some stuff out, just do like a little CT touring.
I love it. Just don't tell Mo you're going to Norwalk. He might
get upset. Man, not to Norwalk, though. Fuck that place. According to Mo, I don't know. I mean, I don't know about it personally.
Unbelievable. Yo, Dave, it's New Year's. We got one more day to get through, and then after that day, COVID is done. Everything opens back up. We're back to normal. The world's going to be back starting Friday.
Who told you that?
Are you? Well, they said 2020 was the year of COVID, so I figured 2021 would be over.
We should be
telling now. I've heard that.
2020, we'd be like entering like tiptoes, quietly, kind of settling in. You know, it's like when you get into a hot tub. You don't just jump into it and burn yourself. You kind of ease in, like get acquainted, let the water move up your thighs and the areas past your belly button, and then you sit down.
Why'd you have to make it all sensual?
The fuck is he talking about?
I don't know, man.
All right, Dave.
Don't just 2021. You know.
All right. Listen.
Why did you have to go up my thighs and shit?
Right.
Just kind of be like easy with it. Just like don't jinx the shit.
Just be easy with it. This is getting weird. Can we just answer my question, Dave? Are you a...
Why does everything got to be so sexual with you?
Seriously.
It wasn't even sexual. It was just, like, gentle and shit. It wasn't even sexual.
I think I know you're going to pee in my hot tub.
Look, if I'm in hot water, I'm peeing anyway. Hot tub or not. It doesn't matter. I'll piss in my own tub. Like, it just happens. And you know what? Piss is sterile. So, clap.
You heard that from a nurse.
Hey, Dave, are you a resolution guy? Do you make New Year's resolutions, or is it, you think it's bullshit, or what do you think?
I mean, not really, but you know, sometimes I make them. It's like goals. It's not really resolutions because I don't know if it's a difference, but I don't know. I just try to do better each day. But yeah, every once in a while, I don't know, man, why.
Well, because it's a new year, and I was wondering if you'd made any kind of New Year's resolutions for yourself, you know, coming into 2021. It's been a weird fucking year. Maybe you're trying to make some changes. Has anything crossed your mind?
I did, actually. I made a resolution to use a more non-functioning garnish.
Oh, get him the fuck out of here. Listen.
And I'm going to start making more sandwiches with donuts as the buns.
Come on.
I'm making, you know... Making resolutions.
Donuts and buns.
All right, so he's going to use whatever Dave said. Jeffy, what about you? It's 2000, you know. What do you think?
It's 2021. I don't know, man. 2021, I really... I don't know, I feel like... People are going to get spiritual. I'm feeling spiritual.
Spiritual. So what does that mean? Does that mean you're going to... help me out here, Jeffy.
Well, I think it's going to be like a revival. People are going to start turning to God or Jesus or Muhammad or
whoever.
New Year's
resolution. Are you trying to lose 10 pounds? Like, that's what I'm looking for here.
I thought we were looking for new trends in 2021. Did I miss something?
No. Well, yes. Oh. I just want to hear a New Year's resolution from you.
Totally.
What the fuck is going on? Are you guys, am I the only person here that realizes we're still doing a radio program?
Oh, no, shit. Man, I'm on it. What are you talking about? I just thought I was listening to Dave's answer, and I think I got lost into what the question was. Exactly. All right, no. My New Year's resolution is to obviously lose enough weight to beat my brother and sister and make them eat the bugs at the end.
What does that explain? What that means? Because you guys have a competition going on.
Yeah, we have a competition going on. They're going to lose. I feel terrible because I'm fatter, so I'm going to lose weight easier. And also, I'm a champion. So I mean, when I start cutting weight for fighting mode in the last 30 days, you know, when I, you know, I probably have my Oculus by then. Have to take the championship from you. Virtually. It's gonna happen. But and then I'm gonna probably conquer all the virtual worlds that I can, and then at the same time be doing things in real life.
What the fuck? Matrix machines?
Listen, Dave, forget what Dave, they don't have them in Detroit yet, but it's coming.
Oculus 2. They might have that like the Boculus the up there.
Hey, I think my New Year's resolution is this. And I'm going to be serious. If I could be serious for a minute. My New Year's resolution is this, man. I'm going to keep pushing. No matter what. I'm going to keep reaching further than I've ever reached. I'm going to keep doing things that are not the standard way of doing it. Because, listen, the standard way of doing it doesn't work anymore. You got to do it your own way. You got to set your own tone. Set your own goals. And reach those goals. That's how you do it. You can't set aside and let the world go by you. Because next thing you know, you'll be 60 years old. And the world's just been going by you. And you have things you wanted to do and you didn't get a chance to do them. It's just the way that things happen in your mind. You got to keep moving, keep pushing, keep fighting, keep trying to get to the goals that you want to get to. I want to be 60 years old and drinking mojitos on the beach and just kicking it whenever the fuck I want. And how am I going to do that? By keep pushing. So if you're out there, listen to this program. You got a goal that you're trying to get to. You got something you're trying to reach. I don't care what kind of goal it is. Maybe it's to be the executive chef of the restaurant. Maybe it's to move up from prep to line cook. Maybe it's to go from line cook to head cook to sous chef to chef de cuisine. You could do it, but you got to keep working at it. The shit's not going to happen on its own. I don't care how long you've been there. Don't assume people notice you. Don't assume, oh, well, chef see me out here doing this. Don't assume shit. Go tell him. Tell him. That's what I want to do. That's the goal I'm trying to get to. I want to be the guy. If you want to be the man, you got to beat the man. Said a very, very, very famous person one time. And it's a thing, something I've kept in my brain ever since, and I live by it every single day. You can't sit down and let the world go past you. If there's goals you want to, get to those goals. Don't let anybody stop you. You can do it. You don't need any help. But you got to tell people. You've got to let them know. I've watched so many friends of mine who I've done Food Network programs with, who I've done shows on ABC with. They're like, I've done it. The world's going to come calling. It doesn't work that way. You got to go call them. You go knock on the door. You tell them you want to do it. Nothing's going to happen if you just sit there and wait. And it can be anything, like I said, from something as far as getting a television show or doing a podcast or reaching out to somebody you haven't talked to in a long time. It's not going to happen unless you do it. So my New Year's resolution, to be accountable for everything I want every single day. I will be accountable. No one will stop me. If it doesn't happen, it's nobody's fault but mine. And the way you keep yourself accountable is you literally tell yourself every single day, this is the goal I'm trying to get to. So my New Year's resolution, Jeffy and Dave, I will be accountable. I will be accountable for me. I will be accountable for everything in relation to this show. I will be accountable for everything that I work with the Good Brothers on. To be accountable. Don't be afraid to be accountable. Don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid to try. Don't be afraid to step off the ledge. You might fall. Because let me tell you something. You keep betting on yourself, at some point you're going to win. I'm done, Jeffy.
Dude, give it up for Plum Robbins. He's open right now. If you want to hit me up right now, Jeff at PlumLoveFoods.com. He's open for high school graduation.
Okay, terrific.
Bar mitzvahs.
I thought that shit was good.
He's ready to motivate your ex-wife to leave the house. English, anything you need right now.
I Chef thought that Plum. Shit was good.
It was.
What? That was amazing. I'm trying to sell it. I'm trying to just ride those waves. I'm trying to push the.
Dave is trying to say something positive for once. Dave, what were you saying?
Oh, it's not going to be positive. I was saying I'm going to hold myself accountable for sounding like a dumbass. I didn't know we were doing I didn't know we were doing these resolutions.
You don't read your text.
So I'm over here.
Hold on.
Like I'm like, I'm gonna make sandwiches with donuts and put rocks on motherfucking plates. Like, you know, I'm joking around.
Your shit sucks. Like,
can I just say right now that you hit me down for trying to be positive for a second, and then so I was like, oh, okay, like let me just tell you the resolution, and then you come in with like, you went Dan for a second, like I mean, you came back around, it came all the way back to what we were talking about, but for a minute, I wasn't sure.
I want to point out that it's 7:05. My text said, think of any New Year's resolutions for the hospitality industry for tonight. Try to stay funny, etc.
Yeah, try to stay funny.
That was funny.
That's how the fuck is that funny?
It was funny.
That was like the driest English humor ever, if that was funny. Like,
I thought that was pretty good.
It's awesome. No, I'm telling you right now, I felt motivated by it. I thought it was great. I think...
Yo, I wasn't lying, though. For real, my resolution is to be accountable.
Giving up excuses is a good resolution. And holding holding yourself accountable is always awesome. I mean, I think that's super important. I think more people need to hold themselves more accountable for things, myself included. I'm constantly kicking myself. I mean, that's one of the things about like being a fat ass. You know, I just need to hold myself accountable.
You're not a fat ass. But number two, I just want to say, like, it's not about it's about wanting to be to be the guy. Like, I want to be the guy. Like, I told PBS and NPR this. I want to be the guy. I'm not afraid to be the guy. I'm not afraid to fuck up. I'm not afraid to do well. I'm not afraid to give credit when people do great things. To be the guy, that's called being a leader. I have no problem being that guy. I will be accountable for everything. I think it's a good way to be.
The funny thing is, I mean, all the things that you're saying, you're one of the most self-motivated guys I know. So, I mean, I'm happy to see that you're going to be pushing yourself harder. But you motivate me just by watching you push yourself. It always makes me want to get off my ass.
You can always do more.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I always think that. I think it's like, you know, it comes in waves.
Well, Dave, do you want to try again?
Yeah, but it's not going to sound as epic. And, you know, I don't have 27 minutes of resolution here. But I do want to focus more this year because I 2020 was like the year of me dicking off, pretty much, kind of.
Right.
But, yeah, I want to focus and then just keep honing skills and travel more because I'm starting to find the more I travel, the more ideas I get for food. So I have three spots on my list already, and I'm planning one of them out for fall. But I'm going to do a turkey, Greece, and then probably BBI.
Don't nobody know what BBI is?
British Virgin Islands. Like, all of them. All of them.
I mean, why you got to use abbreviations that don't nobody use?
Because I'm a millennial.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
Yeah, I'm an elder millennial, but still millennial, unfortunately, nonetheless.
Hey, I want to give a big shout out to our guest tonight, Lil Mo Mozzarella, for coming on. What a fucking amazing guy. Such a fun human being to talk to. I can't wait to talk to him again. Jeffy, great job organizing that, because I know that was a bit of a pain in the ass with all the hiccups, but great job making that happen.
They're fantastic. We're going to do more stuff with those guys. I've already talked to Jerry. We're going to make stuff happen.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Hopefully Lil Mo enjoyed himself. He texted me and said he thought it was awesome. So that's great. In the meantime, and in between time, friends, we're going to see you guys in 2021. I mean, this is it. We got one more day of 2020 to get through. So enjoy it. Seriously. The world is coming back. I promise you. It's not all dark days. The world is coming back. Stay strong. Stay good at what you do. And stay kind to people, because I think that's what's important in the end. All that matters is that we're nice to each other when it's all said and done, Jeffy. That's all that fucking matters.
Fuck that. I'm with you.
You sound upset about that, but all right.
Yeah, man.
In the meantime and in between time, friends, please remember, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Let's give it the time it deserves. Happy New Year, friends. We'll see you guys in 2021.
I'm the tower of power, too sweet to be sour. I'm funky like a monkey. Sky's the limit and space is the place.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.